we're fighting for the issues that matter to people in my district. They care about jobs. They care about the upstate economy. They care about our farms. My district is what I'm focused on. And when I look at what does it mean to be a Democrat in my district, it means I understand the struggles people face when they're trying to pay property taxes that are too high and they can't pay their bills and they're worried about their kids' future because they're seeing educational programs getting cut in their school. I have the ability to understand their issues because of my experience. I grew up on a farm. I know rural, how hard it is to make a living off of agriculture, how challenging that's been. I've been a school board member. I know how difficult it is to make sure that we're not overburdening local property owners and still making sure that we're getting our education program funded, which is why I fight to get our fair share of education through state aid. That's so important in this district. We can't possibly reduce local property taxes if we don't see more funding coming through the state aid portion of our school districts. People want to know that I understand the issues that are important to this community and that I bring them to Albany and will work on those issues. I don't care what side of the spectrum you're on politically. You care about your schools. You care about getting more rural internet access. You know, these are issues that we need to work on together. That's what they send when they send me to Albany, common sense. And that's why I ran in the first place in 2012. Remember, this seat was added and gerrymandered for my opponent. And I decided, I want to run. No one asked me to run. No one drew me a district. But I decided we need someone with common sense to go to Albany. I think people are frustrated that government doesn't appear to be working for them. I get that. And that's what I bring to Albany is the sense that we've got to get government to work for the people and not the special interests and well-connected. So I'm fighting for my district and to get the people who live in my district to have their voices heard in Albany.
And yet you won by 18 votes. That wasn't a lot.
No, what did I start with? Yeah. I started with no name recognition, school board member, farmer, standing up saying, I'm going to run. So for me to actually win in that year, I think was pretty phenomenal.
It was. I didn't think it was going to happen, and it did. And yet, with all of those nice things you just said, your opponent, George Amador, has, you know, done very well in the polls and all that. What is it, if what you're describing is so, that makes people go for the other guy?
Well, you know, this is a competitive seat because it was drawn for him.
I want to talk to you about that, by the way.
And I think it's important to recognize that the polls, the only poll that really matters is the one on November the 4th. And you can have all kinds of polls, but who comes to vote on November the 4th and gets in that polling booth, they're the ones who are deciding who to send to Albany in this district. And I'm confident that I've been working hard. I've shown what it means to be a legislator. And I think the voters will send me back to Albany. It will probably be close, but I'll be there in the end.